Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, nagbabalik matapos ang maraming taon, si Isa Santos. Welcome to SBS.
Thank you for having me back.
So Isa, una ka naming nakasama, kung yung kakamali mga 12 years old ka.
Opo. Nung I was maybe grade 6, that time, yeah.
Kailan mo nalaman na gusto mong kumanta? Or maganda yung boses mo?
Well, for me, I started singing, at 3 years old. Pero nung nagsimula ako ng actual training, I was maybe 7. 6 or 7 years old.
So, yeah. Part na siya ng childhood mo.
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Yung ba yung sabi mo, Mommy, Daddy, gusto ko mag-training? Or yung parents mo, yung especially yung nanay mo, yung nagsabing, uy, may gift ka, mag-aral ka?
Well, I think my mom was, she would say that she sort of saw that, oh, she could do this. She's loud. she can sort of use it for something else down the line. So, yeah.
So, lagi mong kasama si Mommy, no? Si Opa. Mommy Marisa. Yeah. Simula bata ka pa hanggang ngayon. Gaano ka laki yung ginampan ng papel o yung role ng Mommy mo sa pag-develop ng boses mo, ng talent mo, ng opportunities para sa'yo?
Very much. I think she was sort of the catalyst. I'm not saying that I took no part, but she sort of gave me the courage, the confidence to sort of start doing training, start going out performing, start delving deeper into and challenging myself. So yeah.
Naalala mo yung first public performance mo?
Well, no, but I'd say that I did start very young, like maybe 6 years old, because I was doing training, and we, you know, they do interview performances.
Oh, so, yes, sa mga schools.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, music schools. So, ganun, parang nag-start ako dyan. And then,
so, naalala mo ba yung nervous ka ba? Natakot ka ba? Nagkaroon ka ba ng stage fright?
Oo po naman. Kasi, I think most people, they get nervous, adrenaline. Pero for me, especially, even now, I'm very quiet, sort of reserved person. So, doing performing is like very much out of the box, out of my comfort zone. Pero, back then, I think it was very much...
pag nagpe-perform ka, tapos nininervous ka, sino yung tinitingnan mo para mawala yung jitters mo?
Well, I think when you look, when I look at people, you sort of think, oh, like, what are they thinking during the performance? Medyo, it's like a distraction. So, I look to the back, so it's like you're still looking at the people, but really
not. Pinakamalayo. Para mawala yung nerves mo.
Mm.
So, nag-change ba yung relationship ninyo ng nanay mo o ng mommy mo habang tumatanda ka? Kasi ngayon, adult ka na. So, pwede ka nang mag-decide para sa sarili mo. Gusto ko to, gusto ko yan. Pwede ba to, pwede ba yan? O collaborative pa rin?
I pick what gigs. Like, sometimes there's a gig that's not appropriate for my vocal style. And, like, especially as you grow, you need to have that authority over yourself. Like, you're making your own career, so you have to be in charge. So, of course, it's still collaborative because, when I perform, she gives me pointers, like, oh, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. So I'm sort of mindful because she's part of the audience. So,
most people sa edad mo, your age, kakanta sila ng mga covers ng pop, kakanta sila ng mga western covers, di ba? Or kung meron mang Pinoy na cover, yung mga birit, di ba?
Mm,
so,
yeah.
bakit mo pinili na mag-focus sa Kundiman?
Because about maybe five, six years ago, I started doing classical. I started undergoing classical training. That time, I don't know the specific reason why, but I initially I was doing contemporary, so I was doing those like pop covers, those like more modern day.
Mga Taylor Swift, mga yun ba?
Yeah, so
mga Zendaya.
Yeah, so pero that was long before I was doing classical. But yeah, I started doing more opera arias, and when I did training, I think I really fell in love with those, like the really classical compositions. They're very, for me, I think just listening, when if you go to like an opera or you just search online and see all these beautiful pieces, I think it's like, why not, like, if you have an appreciation for it and you already do vocal training, then why not? Of course, over here, like, I know that a lot of young people are more inclined to do more modern things, modern-day music and sort of the more contemporary side. But I think it's good to have to have more knowledge on other music styles, so like classical, jazz, R&B, you know, having a variety.
Pero Kundiman, most people isipin lang, Kundiman, pag matanda yun eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Like pag sinabi mo sa akin na Kundiman, maalala ko mga Sylvia Latore, diba? Mga nauna ng mga aawit. So okay. Wala akong kakilala na sa generation mo na nagkukundiman.
Yeah, it's not that common anymore, of course. But I think now, especially, it might not be as prominent, but I think more and more young people are getting into the older stuff. Like,
So gano'ng kahalaga sa'yo na tuwing naiimbitahan ka mag-perform sa mga Filipino gatherings, lalo na yung mga malalaking mga fiesta, eh, kung di ako nagkakamali, nag-perform ka sa War Memorial, hindi ba? Kasama mo si Opo. Bernard Soler. Gano'ng kahalaga sa'yo na nagpa-perform ka at pinoperform mo yung mga Kundiman na awitin?
Oh, well, it's a showcase of our culture, like Filipino. They're all Filipino compositions, so I think, especially in that event, parang it was celebrating celebrating the achievements and the hardships of the Filipinos. So I think that sort of music, it resonates with like all the emotions, all the hardships, all of our history. So, yeah.
Ano ka nakaka-relate? Kasi kung iisipin ko, ang kakanta ng maalala mo kaya, parang mga Celeste Legazpi na siya. Kasi may ano na eh, may kakabit na nakaranasan, experience, wisdom sa buhay. So, paano mo tinatranslate yun sa awitin mo?
Well, I think it's obviously I'm quite young and I haven't experienced all of the things that those artists and those composers would have had in mind, those ideas, those emotions, like the heartbreak and mm-hmm. all those things. But I think throughout when you get older, it's good to have listened to those songs, and you don't have to feel the exact emotions or have experienced the exact same things. But music, it invokes other emotions, and you can relate to it in other ways, even if you don't experience the exact same.
So may ibang version
ka.
Gana naman kahalaga o kalaki yung ginampan ng role kasi yung lolo mo mm-hmm. ay ama ng balalina. Nakakabulol, di ba? Yeah. Nang wikang Filipino. So, si Lope Casantos. Uh-huh. So, gano'ng kalaki yung impluensya niya sa mga pinipili mong kanta, sa mga pinipili mong pananamit, pagkilos?
Opo. I think he's very influential in almost all of the Filipino language, not just songs, like the words themselves. So I think he's a part of everything, like how we speak, how we write. So yeah, but I think music-wise, like it's good to have in mind those words, they have a deeper meaning. They have a more integral meaning because they're part of your family history.
So lumaki ka sa Australia.
Yeah, also.
Nung lumalaki ka ba, alam mo kung sino yung lolo mo?
My mom family made sure. Definitely made sure. So this person's a big part of the Filipino grammar.
Naintindihan mo ba yung Opo. How big your lolo was?
Or when I was a kid, definitely not. But now I understand that you have a great appreciation when you do more research.
Lumaki ka sa Australia.
Opo.
Nagkaroon ka ba ng tag sa loob mo na hindi Australian ako, hindi Pinoy ako? Or meron bang ganun na parang kasi 'di ba
the identity
we would always hear na sasabihin ng parents mo sa iyo, "Uy, Pilipina ka, dapat magmano ka. Pilipino ka, dapat magpapaalam ka sa kung lalabas ka. Hindi pwede yung sleepover, hindi pwede yung umaalis." So nagkaroon ba ng ganun growing up?
For me, fortunately, hindi naman po. I know some kids, like when they're either born here or raised here, and they have Filipino parents, sometimes the parents don't want them really inclined with Filipino culture.
Mm-hmm.
So there's parang nasanay na sila dito.
So Aussie way.
Yeah, but fortunately for me, I guess my mom really tried to instill the Filipino values at a young age.
So, tapos bumabalik ka sa Philippines, nag-recording ka, kasama mo si Vinny Saturno.
Yeah.
So, nakatrabaho ka doon. Nung nandun ka ba, na-feel mo, this is where I belong, Pinoy na Pinoy ako, or para ka bang parang, I'm neither here or I'm neither there, kasi parang iba ka na rin sa mga Pinoy na lumaki sa Pilipinas?
Well, sa akin po kasi, parang I don't really see them as like two different things. To different places. I see them, Australia and the Philippines is my home. Because they're both a part of me. Of course, there's differences when I went back, especially the first time nung nagpunta ako sa Pilipinas when I was maybe 12 or 11 years old. I was very, very, very shocked because of the culture difference. Yeah, so, but once you get to know, once you learn more about your culture and where you came from, I think it's not that hard to sort of see them both as part of you and you don't distinguish them too much. Yeah.
May mga friends ka ba na Pinoy Aussie?
Here? Oh, not really. I know some people, but as I said, like some parents, they want them to learn more about the Australian lifestyle because they're probably going to stay here for most of their lives. So
pagkasama mo yung mga Aussie friends mo,
Opo.
Conscious ka ba na sinasabi mo na, oh, sa Philippines, this is how we do things, or parang ine-educate mo rin ba sila or binibigyan mo rin sila ng idea what Philippines is like, what Filipinos are like?
Gladly here in Melbourne, we're really multicultural, so I've met a lot of like people from other cultures, not just the Philippines, like Vietnam and all those other places, all the other Asian countries. So I think they can understand that sometimes we like to bring things from over there and here. So, so we all sort of like delve inside each other's culture. So, yeah.
Ano yung feeling mo every time na nagpe-perform ka, kumakanta ka ng kundiman sa harap ng maraming mga Pinoy? ano yung, what goes in your head or in your heart?
Hopefully, tama yung lyrics. Tama yung pronunciation ko. I think it's easier to sing Tagalog.
Really? Well,
not easier, pero because you can practice over and over again. Pero when you're speaking, you just need to think about it. Like, at least.
Pero ang galing, nakaka-Tagalog ka pa. Tapos nakakaintindi
not,
ka.
Not as well.
Nakakaintindi
as well
ka.
As I should.
Like, tinatanong kita ng Tagalog, nakakasagot ka.
Opo.
Conscious effort ba yon sa bahay ninyo na nagtatagalog tapos kailangan sumagot ka ng Tagalog?
Hindi naman po. It just depends, like, when you're really thinking about it, when you're really conscious sometimes that you can mess up more than you should if you're not really thinking about it. Pero when I'm singing, parang because you're in like a mood, you're in a state of when you're singing. So you're in like a certain state. So you're not really thinking about the words, like it sort of just flows when you're in sort of, you're not too you're sort of more mindful. Yeah.
My favorite ka ba na kundi man?
Composer?
Na awitin.
There's a lot. It's pero I might be a bit biased. Pero Maalaala Mo Kaya. I know it's a theme song, but it's really beautiful, and the composer Constancio Canseco de Guzman, he's actually one of our distant
relatives.
Family relatives.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why I say it's a bit biased, but it's really
what
beautiful.
What does that song mean to you? Maalaala Mo Kaya? Like in your own interpretation.
Well, I think it's about, for me, it's like going back on different memories in the past, and like maalaala mo, like and it's just looking back. Yeah, it depends on like where I am. Yeah.
Yeah,
like it changes. You never have one meaning or one definition to the song. It depends on where you are and what time you are at in your life.
At ngayon, nagtitrain ka naman para mag-venture sa iba na namang mundo. Theater, kung di ka nagkakamali?
Opo.
Bakit? Anong nag-spark ng interest mo?
Well, dati po kasi my mom and I would go out to watch musical theaters whenever they come over to Melbourne. Like Beauty and the Beast, Miss Saigon, Phantom of the Opera. So all those shows, whenever we get them, which is, not as often as we'd like, but you know, whenever they come over, we'd watch them all the time. So I think, like, it opens a new door because you see the stage performers, and sometimes, especially in Phantom, where they're classically, when they're performing classically. Or maybe in what's that musical? There's more contemporary musicals.
Miss Saigon or?
Miss Saigon. But there's more like modern musicals, maybe like Waitress, where they're singing contemporary in the contemporary.
And Juliet. Have you seen And Juliet?
No, I haven't, but I want to.
It's really nice.
Yeah, and when they're singing a bit more modern.
But
style,
you are also pursuing a degree.
Yeah.
Which is like 360 from the arts. It's very, very precise. Engineering.
Yeah, it's...
Why? Why not just pursue a degree in music or in something that's connected to the arts? Why engineering?
Well, when I was in school, I did do like music. I did do arts. But I did more science, like STEM. And I think from there, I just went, oh, this is new. And I think it's good to know a whole bunch of different things, have knowledge on a whole bunch of, not just like in one area. it's good to know a lot of different things, like how the world works. So, yeah.
So pagpapasok ka sa uni, ako si isa ngayon na engineering student. Meron bang ganon? Or pagpupunta ka sa...
Parang dalawang personal. No, but it's definitely a change. You have to... There are two different mindsets. One's more creative and one's more precise.
Precise.
Yeah.
So, what for you or what to you is music? Kasi parang lumaki ka. Kasama mo siya palagi. Mm. So what does music mean to you?
Well, it's sort of, I think it's my soul. Like it's sort of my emotional part of myself. Because like when I don't know about you, but when I listen to music, I feel the emotions like three times as much as like it's like it's been with me since when I was very young.
What's on your playlist?
Oh, well, it's a whole bunch of different things. I like classical, like Beethoven and stuff like that.
Wow.
Pero,
do you listen to Maria Callas?
Charlotte Church. Yeah, Maria Callas. Sarah Brightman. Pero
sa mga Pinoy, sino yung nasa playlist mo?
I like... I don't know if I'm saying. Oh, I do like Regine
Velasquez.
Yeah, she's got a nice voice.
Raja Padilla.
Yeah, yeah. And I really like those Filipino ballads, the OPM.
Pinoy ka nga, you like ballads. Do you have like a favorite? Like, so ikaw ba yung type ng tao na I feel a bit down today? Meron kang playlist na. I want
parang to make you happy. Melancholy. Melancholy playlist. For me, when I'm down, I listen to jazz, which is like sort of, I like the, it's so you get the blues and the sort of solemn jazz.
So Ella Fitzgerald,
Diane Reeves. Billie Holiday.
Okay. Yeah. So mga old souls talaga yung favorite mo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I listen to some modern stuff as well, but I think when I'm really feeling a bit melancholic, you know.
Is those. Taylor Swift part of your playlist as well? Zendaya?
Taylor, I do know some of her songs, their albums, and, you know, she's a great songwriter.
BTS, Beanie.
K-pop? Yeah. I do have some, yeah. It's just a different playlist, but
for different moods.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what message do you have for girls like you, young girls like you, who want to pursue their dream? Like, it may be in either the musical theater or in music or in civil engineering or in electrical engineering. What message do you have for young Filipino Australians like you?
Well, dream big. Even if they're not realistic, you don't think they're realistic. If you don't try, then it will never come. You never come to fruition. So yeah, just keep trying. Whatever feels right with you. Whatever you think is the right path for you, just take it. Like, yeah.
So what do you do when you have this feeling na ay hindi talaga mangyayari? Do you just give up or do you?
Firstly, I think talk to other people. Like, especially when you're on your own, I think it's hard to sort of dictate ano yung tama, ano yung mali, because you're always in your head. So first, maybe talk to other people, see what they think. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Isa Santos. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.